Hey everyone, this Sparkle season you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan, and wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Roller coastering at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. after out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in on the eastern type coast. If it ain't that time, then you are obviously listening to the podcast either as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network running 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast from iTunes, from Stitcher, or at the awesome, awesome crabdiving.com, or possibly it's, you know, a few hundred million years out, and you're in some nearby galaxy picking this shit up as you're shooting between the stars. Congratulations on this pearl you're about to.
Yummy.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. My name's Patrick Vile.
Nanu, nanu. Mork calling Ork. No, wait, what was it? Mork calling Orson.
Yeah, yeah.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Right. Hello. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Name the show. Who knows that show? Not you.
Well, come on, of course.
Well, not you.
The dog doesn't know that show.
No, the dog doesn't know shit.
No, she's currently engaged in an excavation into her food dish, trying to get every morsel.
Oh,
fortunately,
man.
She got her batshit barking done. It's really strange.
What if she were smarter?
Oh,
that'd be worse.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Smart enough, yeah, Kate. Jack Russell, I see you.
Jack Russell Terror.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. If you want to communicate with us during the show live,
fuck you.
Then I'm sure we get a few of those. Then you can Twitter us on the Twitter machine at Crab Diving. One word.
Yes. God bless you.
Excuse me.
By the way, fuck the NRA. I just saw a story about these four senators who want to get the NRA out of our legislation. And it just reminds you, like,
they're good guys then.
Yeah, yeah, these are the good guys, but just how entrenched this gun culture is, man.
It's crazy.
It's like a cancer. Are we going to be able to cut this shit out, or is it going to kill us?
I think some shit's going to happen. I think we're probably going to have a terrorist-y kind of thing happen. I just don't see that not happening with, hey, look, it took those two Yahoo's, the Tsarnaev twunts, to with that Boston Marathon.
Oh,
bombing.
God.
A couple of assholes with an internet connection where you can learn how to build a pressure cooker bomb.
Yes.
And these two assholes went out and killed a bunch of people.
Are you blaming the internet?
And paralyzed an entire fucking city. Yeah. Remember that manhunt?
Terrifying, man.
They closed the city. The mayor said, stay home. Stay home.
God.
I just think it's probably going to happen again here. I just don't see.
That's going to make the NRA even more emboldened.
I mean, these were 10 guys in Paris and shit,
yes.
but or more, whatever. There's some of the headlines today, I'm sure, are going to be about this crazy raid they had today. Yesterday, today, because it's already there 8 hours ahead. So it was still today in Paris.
Fuck you.
Yeah, just nut baggery. But
Zach,
I think if something happens here and they got their guns really easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
All of a sudden, you mix terrorism, you throw a jihadi into the NRA recipe.
Yeah.
And I think it spoils the whole
I mean, how would, if you were a terrorist, how would you ever be able to get a gun in America? I mean, how could you possibly make that happen? I'm sure it would take about 5 to 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Make a few calls.
Certain states, just go to a fucking gun show. You don't even need to fill out a background check.
Fuck no. You don't even have to buy it from the black market. Why has it got to be black?
And that's tyranny. When anybody, especially Barack Hussein Obama, mentions possibly you know, closing these loopholes for. And this is one of those issues where it wasn't like 80-90%. Of everybody, including gun people, including Second Amendment fans, are
they
like,
want
sure,
these...
let's extend those background checks. Sure, I don't mind. I'll fill out a 2 minute. I bought a gun once a long, long time
ago.
But
the NRA's against that, right?
2 minutes to fill out this background check bullshit.
Right. Jeez.
Like my starfish had been violated by tyranny. I filled out a form. 2 minutes later, they're like, here's your gun.
Oh, my God. Jefferson Starfish. Starfish poopers. Listen, fuck the NRA. They just want to sell more guns. They don't give a fuck. They don't care how many dead fucking bleeding children there are. They don't care how many people die every year from accidental gun shootings and all that bullshit. More guns. They're just little profit bitches.
Well, and blatant fear mongering.
Oh my God, it's worst.
It couldn't even be more blatant.
They fucking blow.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
I mean, filled after that speech?
How do I shoot at the vicious waves of disease and chemicals? Vicious. Vicious waves.
Exactly.
Vicious. How are chemicals vicious?
The haters.
Vicious disease.
Ryan. The haters and the knockout gamers.
The makeout gamers.
The makeout gamers.
Hey, does he say haters?
He says haters.
Is he mentally ill? The haters.
No, he's talking to the mentally ill. And,
yo.
It works.
Fuck the haters.
And that's what's going on right now with these assholes, with these Syrians.
Yes.
Before, it was little brown children coming from South America, escaping drug cartel violence and poverty and shit.
Yes.
They were the evil pariah, the big bags of AIDS that were flying over the southern border to sully our women and steal our shit and take our jobs. And now it's pivoted beautifully, a lovely plié. And a grand je t'aime.
Oui, step bowl change. I will do a grip vine.
Yeah, over to
fuck you.
Let's. It's Syrians. Now it's the Syrians. We can't allow these people in.
Wait a second. I'm confused. Are Syrians brown? Is that the problem?
Well, even worse, they're Muslim.
What? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's just racism. That's all it is. They think terrorists are coming over here, and it's nothing but people with their shit in plastic bags. Have you seen these lines of people? Come on.
I saw, I might have talked about it. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of the Crab Diving podcast.
Oh, yes.
I think I talked about, I saw a video of some refugees crossing some freezing river in Uzbekistan, somewhere in the middle of Europe. I don't know.
some place where somebody who was running for president didn't know where the fuck it was and thought that was funny. Ha ha ha.
And some place that probably doesn't want them or doesn't want to help them. So they're running across the fucking wilderness and having to ford a fjord.
If you
and they
fun with F's fjord if fjord
and they end up fucking
Borsky.
It's these horrible scenes of people carrying
it
these
sucks.
Little children above their heads to try to keep them out of the freezing
it
cold water
sucks.
As the adult is trying to stay. Fortunately, they could walk across it, you know, but it was up to like his neck.
Them Muslims can drown underwater, breathe underwater or something. Yeah. I don't know. It is just particularly gross. I kind of feel like, okay, so we're going to have this rich country. We have all these things that most people on the planet don't have.
Sure.
My God, if we can't take in a bunch of poor, freezing, hungry refugees, then what fucking good are we? What good are we?
But all of them, Ryan, all of their colons are stuffed with C4. And they're just waiting to head.
Nothing to joke about.
They're waiting to head to every single church they can go to. And then they're going to light the fuse on their butthole.
Is your colon stuffed with C4 and dynamite?
This is what people believe. That these and normal, sane human beings are saying, look, these refugees are vetted like fuck here in the United States. And everyone's so fucking twitchy right now.
Yeah.
Seriously, do you think anybody who might sniff a falafel still is going to...
I love a falafel.
Yeah. Sorry, you still have too much Syria on you.
Yeah. And by the way, don't you think
falafels in Syria?
That's the falafel capital of the world. You didn't know that?
Am I being...
the capital of Syria, which is...
xenophobic? Damascus, isn't it?
Damascus, Syria, the capital of falafel and all things. That's where the falafel was invented. The first falafel was whipped up there in Syria. Look, Liam.
The golden arches.
It really is disgusting. I mean, guys, I'm talking to America. What's the point?
Half of our show is going to be about the heinous shit.
Why are we vetting these people? They're cold. They're hungry. Give them food. Give them a sandwich. Bring them over. If somebody wants to come over to this country and blow up one of our cities, guess what? They're going to, stupid.
That
Relax.
Pretty fucking Christian of you. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, gross. No. I am not religious. You know? Do you hear that crackle every time I scream?
I do. I'm wondering if it's your...
my shitty headset I got at a yard sale, by the way. Go to crabdiving.com.
I'll check on the show afterwards and see if that makes it to the outside world. It might just be spiking in our headphones. Which,
stop it.
You know, everyone's welcome to.
Oh, yeah. Spike this.
I'm sure we'll get, well, we can get to the headlines, which I'm sure are probably going to be about the heinous crap that's going on in France.
Oh, oui, oui.
We can
zoot a lot, baby.
See where Sarah Palin has to
for these say to lead us in. Media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Fuck you.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California.
Are you choking?
November 18th, 2015.
The year of our Lord, wee-wees.
Are your headlines?
In solidarity with France, today's crab diving will be done completely in a accurate and authentic French dialect. Can you do it? I mean, you can do it. If you went to an audition, like, listen, dude, we need you to play this French used car salesman.
Well, yeah,
go.
I'd practice.
What would you do? What would that say? Well, no, you don't have any time to practice. It's now.
May I recommend to you we have an extended warranty that is mavillos.
Mavicuyo. Oui, oui. What is the headlines today, Le Patrick?
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Effeet.
Huffington Post.
Hey, fuck you!
God, I have too many tabs open here.
I know.
And it's like something shiny. Okay,
you got too many tabs, idiot.
It is about what's going on over
in our friends. Now they're our friends. Let's not forget.
Yes.
Let's hop in the Wayback Machine.
Suck my dick.
And go back, you know, 13, 14 years. Yeah. 12, 13 years to when the French were... there were people in this country. They stopped calling them French fries.
I mean, freedom fries.
That's not even like a parody. That's not even...
It's stupid.
Look at you know, hyperbole, making fun of how stupid America
we
is.
Are
that really happened?
Gigantic fucking jackasses that are just fat. And all we are, that's all we are. We're all in the salad bar at Sizzler waiting to gobble down pudding. That's who we be.
And the reason was...
Fuck nuts.
They were right. They didn't want us to go into the Iraq.
Yeah, nobody talked about that.
They were right.
They were right.
Bernie Sanders and the French were
they
right.
The on
and Obama.
Le Obama.
So the headline says, Terror Architect Mystery.
Ooh, he's an architect.
Two suspects linked to last week's Paris attack. By the way, I heard a number this morning. The French ain't fucking around. They conducted over 400 raids.
Yes.
Since the bombing.
Say 400 in French. Like, how do you say that? I have no fucking idea. I took it for 2 years.
Un, deux, trois, quatre is four, right?
Oh, that's the number four? That's not right.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
No, the four is just cut. Cock.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
Four in freedom.
Yes. Freedom fries.
Quatre. Q-U-A-T-R-E.
It just seems like a lot.
Quatre.
But what is 400? Quatre. Quatre. Dua, dua.
In French.
You know, I mean, you know, you're doing a French story.
Isn't it an amazing...
You don't get cent. This on CNN.
Quatre cent.
Quatre cent.
Cent.
Nine.
C-E-N-T-S. I don't know how to pronounce French shit.
Yeah.
Cent?
Cent.
You don't say the T-S?
No, never. Unless you're a total asshole.
I mean, I would say quatre cents.
Quatre.
Is what it looks like.
I would say, fuck you, hippie. Burn in hell.
But yeah, they've had like 400... different raids throughout France of you know what happened?
Le
this,
panty
this is
raid.
Like a fucking no, this is a terrorist thing.
Oh, yeah,
this is
funny.
Like fucking 24. They found a cell phone that one of these assholes had pitched in a dumpster. I think it was a couple of blocks away.
Holy fuck.
From the shit that happened. So I think they went through every dumpster within miles and they found a cell phone that had been thrown out. And that it had numbers on it. And that through, this is what I heard, that through a lot of those numbers.
That's amazing.
There, they started going after fucking.
That's it. Cool. CTU, get Chloe on the phone. Jack Baba!
They're still looking for Abdelhamid Abaoud and Salah Abdeslam. Yeah. Abdeslam.
You know that it's so funny. Do you remember that part in Office Space when the shithead consultants? Remember that movie years ago?
Sure.
Office Space starring Rob Livingston? Is that correct?
Ron Livingston.
Yeah. Anyway, there's this guy who plays this consultant that comes in that's supposed to, you know, make their business more streamlined. And he's going through all these... reading off all these employee names, and he comes to the one character who's Indian or something. I don't know what he is, but what is the name? It was like the name you just said. He couldn't pronounce it, and he was
Abdelhamid Abaoud.
Yeah, he was like Abdelhamid Abda. Not gonna work here anymore. Oh, that's the funniest movie. Fuck your flair.
Did you flair?
Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
Jennifer Aniston. Before she got cunty.
What has she done?
I don't know. Lately?
Has she done anything recently? Has there been any horrific rom-com befouled the theaters?
Isn't she supposed to play Margaret Thatcher in a Lifetime
she
movie?
Is. I hear they cast her as Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, yeah. No, she can play Margaret Thatcher. Why not?
Well, she's a little young. A young Margaret Thatcher.
Yes. Margaret Thatcher was her age at some point.
Allegedly. I don't know if there's proof. I want to see pictures.
She came out of the box looking like that.
Young Margaret Thatcher pictures. Mm-hmm. So they had these raids. Two suspects linked to the terror attacks died. Eight others were taken into custody today during a police raid on two apartments in the suburb of Saint-Denis.
That sounds nice. Every place in France sounds nice. Is that a shithole? Does France have like a shitty area?
It looks like a shithole.
Oh, really? Huh.
Well, see? I mean, yeah, it doesn't look... The buildings that they were hanging in don't look good. But again, see? It looks like they might have blown the shit out of them.
You guys aren't superior. Ha.
Multiple suspects linked to the attacks were believed to be holed up in... one of the apartments. They thought Abdelhamid Aboud, the alleged mastermind, was there.
Yes. We got to get him. How do we get him, the mastermind?
They said there were witness accounts. There was surveillance, including phone tapping.
Oh, yeah.
Paris prosecutor Francois Molly.
Francois! It's the best name. Molly. Francois Molly.
And it says
Francois Money.
They thought the other guy, Salah Abdeslam, was also there, but neither of them, I guess, were there.
Go fuck yourself.
The prosecutor was able to confirm at least two suspects were killed in the raid.
Do.
The investigation is extremely delicate. I cannot give a definitive number of deceased.
That's what you're basing your accent on, Peter Sellers, who is not even French. Wait, was he? Is he French? Peter Sellers?
No.
British?
I think he was American. No, Brit. American. Brit.
Hello.
One of the two.
Yes.
Maybe Canadian. Maybe he was half of each.
Fuck him.
Or one third. I guess if you're French Canadian.
He's mixed.
You're kind of British American and French all kind of.
He ain't
together.
What?
Now all of our Quebecois. Listeners.
Quebecois. Is that how you say Quebec in French? Quebecois?
The French Quebec. People of Quebec.
Quebec.
All of our Quebec listeners are saying...
fuck you.
Fuck you. Right.
Sorry, guys.
God, somebody tweeted
trying
out...
Trying as hard as we fucking can.
There's a... somebody tweeted out a picture of the French police dragging a naked man out of the apartment.
Oh, like, shit.
Just big terrorist ass out in the...
Are you sure that's not a still from an episode of Cheaters?
He looks like if they're using the French military police.
That would be so funny. God, that would be a great storyline for 24. What if one of the agents or whoever Jack Bauer was tracking was also... being tracked by the private investigators of Cheaters on the show. And so that the whole operation.
It's a mashup.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking double episode.
I guess bullets flew. There were seven explosions heard during the standoff. One of the suspects, a woman, tossed on a suicide vest, blew herself up.
Wee wee. That's horrible.
Jeez. So, they think God. That this obviously they were probably playing another shit, right? You don't just hang on. You don't just have one lying around.
What? Suicide?
Yeah. No. Suicide bomb.
I mean, you know, if you're a big slob, that's the worst. If you're a suicide bomber with no sense of decor, you know, you're not disorganized. You're fucking. Did you put my suicide vest in the fucking dryer? Now it's shrunk. Oh. Now I'm going to have to get a little kid to do it. Great.
I don't know that it would shrink. I think it would shrink the house. Possibly part of the neighborhood.
Eat aesthetic clean. Yeah, and aesthetic clean will blow the whole fucking thing up. You got to use fabric softener when you're washing your suicide vest.
Yeah, these things are really twitchy as fuck. Like they said they found the syringes that are used to inject the final goo or gel to make it active. These things are really twitchy.
Dude, I mean, listen to what you just said. Suicide vests are twitchy. I agree.
Yeah. That's why they go... The last... wasn't there one recently where one went off? I mean, you hear bomb going off unplanned.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the time.
Like, that's the worst.
Didn't go well.
No, that's usually... That's the biggest flaw.
It's usually pretty good, depending on who's...
What happens? Do they do a recall when they find out one batch is not going off the right time? Timing's everything.
They were made by Volkswagen.
Right.
and they pass the test.
That's the most important thing. The only thing where timing is more important is in what? Comedy.
Speaking of bombing. I'm going to move on.
No, come on.
I was just going to read about bullets flying and people huddling.
No. I think we need to cover this story.
I mean, we know. We get it. It was a horrible raid.
Yeah, we're not like CNN, right?
They're still trying to find. God, no. We're still trying to find.
How do they find shit to talk about all day after these disasters? I watch the coverage.
Everything.
Oh, my God. Fuck you, Wolf Blitzer.
Don Lemon's got to, opine.
Yeah, bring Don Lemon out. We got to kill 20 minutes. We're going to talk about nothing.
Somebody, I saw a thing.
Loser.
A little quickie interview that's supposed to, I guess it was made to humanize Don Lemon. You know, he lives in Harlem.
Oh, okay.
And there's a restaurant in Harlem that he likes to hang out. I think this is like, is there a gentrified part of Harlem?
Yeah, it's called Harlem.
Oh, really?
I imagine there are bad parts of Harlem, but not really. It's probably expensive as fuck to live there. My God, it's on the island,
Right.
But let me put it this way. If we moved this operation to New York, we would dream about living in Harlem because we would be in, where's the island with all the trash? Staten Island.
Staten?
Staten Island.
Does Staten Island have all the trash?
Yeah, it's a shithole. Oh. That's where the crabs would be. Wouldn't be in fucking Harlem.
No, of course.
Harlem's nice.
Oh, wow. Well, that's Manhattan, right? So you can't, there's no way you'd be able to afford that.
No. Fuck the crabs.
So, that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that, they're still looking for these guys. The police dog was killed. Which is all over the internet. And then there's other people.
Horrible.
Then there's other people getting all self-righteous and getting their tidy whities all knotted up saying, oh, look, because it was trending. The name of the dog that was killed was trending. And people are like, well, what about all the people in Ethiopia who are starving to death?
Oh, God.
Which is true. I mean, we agree, but goddamn. I mean, let us hashtag the dog for a few minutes who died bravely.
Why is it that some idiots think when something pisses you off, it's wrong for you not to be also pissed off at this other thing? Like, how am I supposed to keep all this shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is, what are you looking at on your computer?
Holy shit. This is the bravest woman I've ever seen in my life. Today on, or was it last night on Fox? Because it's Megyn Kelly.
Oh my God. Santa's white. Jesus is white. Everything important is white. White. Fuck you, white.
God, look at these people she has on. She has on Katrina Pearson, who is a spokeswoman for Donald Trump. And then she has a woman named Sabah Ahmed, president and founder of the Republican Muslim Coalition.
Wow. How do you, that's the organization I want to join and I want to climb the ranks in. It'll take about 2 seconds.
It's got to be her.
It's her and
suffers to her.
Her imaginary
her
friend.
Her husband, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. If she's married or her, they were talking about Trump's comments that the U.S. should shut down all mosques.
That's the stupidest thing ever, Donald.
We could take, something we could take a look at. I don't know. Is what he kind of
how are
said.
You going to do that? Let's say we're shutting down all the mosques. Okay, fine. What?
Well,
how do we do that?
I know before he used to say, if a terrorist is associated with a mosque, like if we find somebody, if they black van somebody that they discover is has actual ties to terrorists, then obviously the entire mosque is tainted and brimming over with evil terrorists. So that those are the ones they want to close.
Are we going to shut down any of these churches that these wacko white fuckers go to that shoot up schools and shit?
Did they shut down Dylan Roof's school, fucking church? Did they shut down?
They should.
Timothy McVeigh's church,
right? I don't know.
Megyn Kelly, I guess she was playing a role.
Oh, okay.
She was acting because she was sounding like the voice of reason. She said, "We have freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. we're opening up a very dangerous door if we get the government getting to go into a religious institution and deciding what amounts to hate speech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's nice what she says, but what she really means is, guys, if we do these to these Muslim people that totally deserve it, what happens when they do it to us?
Right.
And we're soldiers of Jesus fucking Christ.
She's slippery sloping it and saying, you know, if we, we do it to them, then it's what happens when.
What happens when we want to be dicks?
Reverend Robertson's door and demand him to shut the fuck up.
There is a plot in this country to turn Santa Claus into a black man.
I have that black Santa thing back there. We'll have to move that to the forefront.
Well, why do you call it black Santa? It's just Santa.
It's a black Santa.
I know.
He is black.
Where is he back there? I've never seen black Santa. Have I seen black Santa? Pat is reaching back to the bookshelf. Oh, yeah, I know Black Santa. Where did Black Santa come from? Did my mom give us...
This is your mom. It says not from Fox on the box.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Thanks, Mom.
I'm
she's
pretty
listening.
Sure it was your mom, yeah.
Thanks for Black Santa. Send me a Black Jesus.
Wait.
I mean, she's busy. She doesn't have time. She has to send me a black one of everything.
We have a roll-around Jesus.
We have a Jesus on wheels?
We do.
Oh, look at us. Tough to crucify Jesus if instead of appendages he had tires.
But this
wheels.
He just pop his tires, right? Slash his tires. It's like Jesus is a Dalek.
Right. My car can walk on water.
For all of our nerdy friends out there.
A Dalek? A Dalek. That is a Doctor Who character, isn't it? Is it a Dalek? Hey, is a Dalek a Doctor Who character?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm falling victim to fucking Huffington Post putting salacious titles over on the side.
Click on that shit.
Anyway, this woman, this Sabah Ahmed, inexplicably the Republican Muslim Coalition, she wore a hijab. The whole headdress thing.
I am familiar with hijab.
It's not like the top of a burqa, which is just like a welder's mask.
You know,
you can see her whole face.
Oh, yeah. You remember in Return of the Jedi, the Imperial guards in red that used to guard the Emperor. Those to me look like burqas, but those are really cool. That's like the coolest characters. Why have we not had a follow up or a spinoff story where we learn more about these Imperial guards and these cool red outfits? Why don't we know anything about that?
There might be. We don't know what the next movie is going to be about.
Harrison Ford looks weird in a movie. I'm sorry. He just looks strange. He looks a little odd.
You know, I saw a screenshot, like a promo.
Stop it.
And I kind of agree. It looked like...
is he getting another divorce or something? Is he getting another divorce?
Is he?
I don't know. I'm just wondering why he's working. If I'm Harrison Ford, I'm like, no, I'm not getting back in the Millennium Falcon. I did that, dickhead.
Calista Flockhart still, right?
I have no fucking idea.
I think it's still her.
Calista Flockhart. Congratulations.
I mean, she can't eat much. the Sabah Ahmed of the Republican Muslim Coalition, she showed up.
Hello, Sabah.
On the Kelly file.
Is that a Fox show?
A hijab of the American flag. she was wrapped in the American flag.
Oh my God.
Which I just wonder how many people lost their fucking shit when they turned this on. And even though this woman is
that pisses everyone off.
She's a Republican. She's in a Republican organization.
That pisses everyone the fuck off. It probably pisses a lot of Muslims off that hate America because we bombed the shit out of the Middle East, right? I mean, you know, so they probably see that and hate that. And then, you know, the right wing nut jobs in America hate that. Why are you doing that? My flag.
Right.
You're making a hijab out of my flag. Rawr.
I don't even know that they even addressed it.
Oh, come the fuck on. How can you not? I mean, that's the first thing out of my mouth to be like, hey, thanks for coming on the show. I have to ask you, what the fuck are you wearing?
Abu Ahmed is the president and founder of the Republican Muslim Coalition. Good to see you both. All right, so Katrina, let me start with this. The argument against that, one of them,
that's
is
it.
Back to the first.
She goes over to the Trump supporter.
Right.
Who I guess she then lists like 20 different names of Islamic terrorists that have tried, you know, a shoe bomber, underwear bomber.
Oh, that's the worst, underwear bomber.
The Zarnayas, all these people to prove that this is why we need to keep an eye on the mosques and maybe think about closing them.
Are underwear bombs, are they just as twitchy as the vests or what? You can't put those in the dryer
either. It didn't work.
No.
Right?
Well, they're very twitchy then.
I mean, I think he like set it off.
Yeah.
And it just went, psst.
Oh, God.
Or something like that. I don't think it worked. I think it just burned his balls or something. Not enough. I hope it burned it all off.
Oh, my God. How terrifying would that be if you're in that plane? Somebody lights his underwear on fire. Ugh.
Yeah. And the shoe bomber, same deal. I thought he had, like, started to ignite it, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, he fucked it up.
Was that side story. The other side story over here at the HuffPo before we see what the dummies are talking about over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah. Fuck you. What?
The headline is scrotum squeezing.
It is not.
Scrotum squeezing.
My favorite activity for a Friday.
Getting closer look from Paralympics officials.
What?
Wheelchair bound athletes could face tougher checks at next year's Rio Paralympics to stop them risking their health by sitting on their scrotums.
Why?
Or clamping off their catheters.
Why?
In order to boost adrenaline.
Oh, man.
And performance.
Oh, give them a break. Who gives a fuck? They're in a wheelchair. Just let them squeeze their... Why can't you squeeze your nuts? Explain that to me. How is squeezing your nuts different than
especially
running?
Especially if you can't feel them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're squeezing your nuts. How is that different than moving any other part of your body to kick a ball, run? You know what I mean?
It involves tricking the brain into triggering autonomic dysreflexia. Dysreflexia.
That was my name.
Causing.
Name of my band in high school.
Causing I'm so sorry. The body to produce adrenaline. And achieves more power, greater oxygen uptake during races. Squeezing the scrotum or filling and then tapping the bladder are the most common external stimuli to induce autonomic dysreflexia.
Why is this against the fucking regulations, man?
Man.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but why? I mean, get off these.
10%. Research shows deliberately induced AD, squeezing your nutsack, can enhance athletic performance by as much as 10%.
Shit, you know,
especially in endurance events such as long distance wheelchair races.
I have a softball game on Saturday. And I missed a few balls in the field. Hey, I'm going to get a scrotum squeezer. You hire that person, or is it an act? Is there an act?
Well, but it can also raise blood pressure to dangerously high levels, leading to stroke and death.
Okay. Shit.
I mean, you're already paralyzed. I mean, at that point, you're like, fuck it.
I have a horrible question to ask about this, but I mean, but these people are trying to do this to get a competitive edge, right?
Besides.
Is this a Special Olympics?
They're also, the Paralympics. Also monitoring hand cycling, rowing, and wheelchair rugby.
I'm not going to ask the question I was going to ask because I was going to say wheelchair. Wait. Please, can you go on YouTube right now? I don't care. It's not good for radio. Can you look up what that looks like? Or can we hear a little audio from wheelchair rugby? Ow, man. Fuck that.
I mean, are they in like little hamster balls or something? Do they knock each other over? I gotta look this shit up.
It's like Mad Max. They put like spikes and, you know, pointy things on the sides of their wheelchair. Hey, let me ask you something though. I thought in the Special Olympics, and I could be wrong. I don't know how it works. I'm not trying to be a fucking dick. But
you're inquiring.
Why would you do this to get an edge? Why would you squeeze your nuts? Why would you do it? Because doesn't everyone get a trophy or not? Is that not how it works?
No.
Okay. So they don't have achievement.
Well, sure. Well, not maybe saying. Not the Paralympics. Maybe the Special Olympics. Paralympics are specifically, I think, yes. for disabled and paralyzed people who may not necessarily don't necessarily have any cognitive disabilities.
Okay,
they've you know they just can't walk or they can't feel
shit. Man, who figured that out too? Who was like, yo, man, you gotta twist your sack a little bit and get a little higher on that long jump or.
Chair rugby, they're all lining up on the field. Actually, it looks like a basketball court. That's what it's indoor. It's on a wooden, you know, wooden basketball court looking kind of thing. Yeah, this is dramatic. I'm skipping forward to the highlights. Whoa. Holy shit.
It's not even, listen, it's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, they're slamming into each other and knocking each other over. They've got these special wheelchairs where the wheels tilt in at the top.
Yeah.
And there's no spokes. You don't want people's fingers slicing fingers off, I would assume.
You could get hurt doing this.
Sure.
Like,
this is crazy. These fuckers are slamming. It's like demo derby.
But, I mean, what's going to happen? You know, you get paralyzed? I mean, yeah. You know what I mean?
More?
Yeah. Oh God, that's nuts!
Wow,
and there, do you see them all praying before? I don't mean to make fun, but I don't know, man. Okay, good for you. You can't use your fucking arms, but still think you know there's a God out there looking out for you,
right?
I don't know.
God saved.
God, I'm a dick.
Saved him.
Oui, oui. Think God's French? He's white for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, he's white as fuck.
Holy shit. So they're going to be checking your balls, I guess, if you're...
great. What wonderful.
If you're going to be in the Paralympic Games in Rio.
Rio. You know, so great. Not only am I paralyzed, now I got some official, you know, feeling my nards. Why?
They also, they use blood pressure testing to detect boosting.
Oh, okay.
They might lower the bar on that. The number, you know, that
the systolic,
the high number
or the diastolic.
It says 180. God damn. Is your,
that's high
diastolic hitting 180 when you're on this shit.
I don't know.
Normal blood pressure during a rest period for high spinal cord injured athletes is usually 100 over 60 or 90 over 60.
Right. But if you're juicing, do any of them use normal? Like fucking steroids and stuff. I mean, do they drug test?
They test for those, yeah.
God, don't test. Quit testing.
What do you mean?
And all these sports.
What are you talking about?
What's the difference between taking a steroid and lifting weights? I mean, it's an external force put into your body to make you stronger.
As long as they're available
better.
To everyone, you're saying? Why
yes.
not?
Steroids are available to everyone. And nobody says you can't buy steroids. Like, why?
Well, but I mean, like, you know, they're banned officially
right.
to the athletes. You're just saying they should say here. They should have... Just a bucket of them, yeah. like condoms and steroids. And
no, I don't know. I think they should keep it out of sports. I mean, I am one of these people that really enjoyed that time in baseball when everybody was hitting a home run.
A lot of fucking home runs.
It was so much fun. Everybody, no one in baseball had a neck.
Yeah.
They really didn't.
Barry Bonds, just to watch the transformation.
His skull was huge.
Yeah, it was pretty.
By the way, listen to the Daily Upper Decker, our weekly sports podcast. It's on tonight. We have a new one tonight at 8 p.m., I believe.
I believe so.
It is it's kind of interesting. They do a bracket, a rundown to the biggest asshole in sports. You have to be currently playing because I kept sending him suggestions and who, you know, guesses for who the right one was. And he kept saying, no, OJ's not on there.
No.
Well, it has to be like. Kobe Bryant has to be in there because he raped someone. Ben Roethlisberger. How is Ben Roethlisberger not number one?
Kobe Bryant did not rape
someone.
No, he did. Officially.
He didn't do anything wrong.
According to the
He just gave that
law.
Person a lot of money for nothing. Didn't he have a civil suit or have to pay her off?
Did he settle?
Yes.
Is that how that ended up?
And he bought his wife a gigantic fucking ring. Do you remember that? Jesus Christ.
I do remember that.
My favorite part was Kobe. It wasn't Kobe's defense. He's like, I couldn't have raped her. I was injured.
How gross is that, buying her that ring thing?
Well, number one,
seriously, how gross
is that?
How gross is that?
It's gross. He bought it because he cheated on her via rape. And then some fucking kids somewhere in Africa dug up this fucking diamond, getting paid a cent a day. You know, supplied this blood diamond for him, and he gave it to his girlfriend for raping.
Right.
It's all fucked up.
Oh, did he end up divorcing? He did end up divorcing the wife eventually.
No. You think that was the only time he cheated, that one time? Oh, shit.
The two sides ultimately settled the lawsuit with specific terms undisclosed to the public.
Oh, okay. Let us know what happened.
Kobe issued the following statement through his attorney. First, I want to apologize directly to the young woman involved in this incident.
Oh, yes.
I want to apologize to her for my behavior that night and for the consequences she suffered in the past year. Oh, that's kind of an admission, isn't it? Although this year has been incredibly difficult for me personally. Oh, shit. I can only imagine the pain she's had to endure.
Well,
I also want to apologize to her parents and family members and to my family and friends and supporters and to the citizens of Eagle, Colorado.
Eagle, Colorado. They're going to be like, dude, you showed up to Eagle, Colorado, rape one of our.
Why are you apologizing to the town?
Did you rape? How many people do you rape?
What the fuck happened when you were in Eagle, Colorado?
God, Kobe, you asshole.
I want to make clear I do not question the motives of this young woman. No money has been paid to this woman.
Liar.
She has agreed that this settlement will not be used against me in the civil case. Oh, there's a different. Although I truly believe this encounter between us was consensual, I recognize now that she did not.
Yeah.
And does not view this incident the same way I did.
He is a rapist.
8 months after the initial incident, the lodge and spa at Cordillera. Remodeled.
Jeez. God, imagine you take your dick out somewhere and all of a sudden, you know, we got to remodel this thing. Totally fucked the whole place up. He stretched out the whole hotel.
People went to buy some of the furniture they were auctioning off because people thought they might have gotten some room 35, maybe some Bryant jizz.
What? Oh, man. Oh.
But the hotel said they had disposed of the furniture from that room separately.
We have disposed of the jizz in question.
You know somebody's got that at their house.
Where? What do you do? Put it in a vial up on the mantle? Look at that. You're never going to guess what that is.
It's like a headboard or something.
Oh, yeah. I've got the jizz inlaid into a headboard. By the way, my mom.
A year after the allegations, Bryant signed a 7-year, $136 million contract.
Wait, how much? 7 years, $136 million? That's nothing. Please.
And regained his endorsements from Nike,
Spalding,
and Coca-Cola.
A bunch of evil fucking companies that use child labor to make their shit.
Oh, they're back together. In 2011, his wife filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. However, they reconciled in January 2013.
Why would you do that? I mean, why? Did they miss each other or something?
Prenup, maybe?
Oh, yeah. By the way, my mom texted in.
Yes?
From Pensacola. We were talking about Star Wars. You know Burt Reynolds?
Yes.
Auditioned for the role of Han Solo.
He's got a new book coming out.
Does he really?
I don't know if I read a couple of, reviews of the book or whatever, and I think he could have done better. I mean, there's more stories, I think.
It's not a good book?
I think it's probably a good book, but Burt fucking Reynolds, there were shenanigans going on. Isn't a tell-all.
Is he a likable guy? I've always liked to think Burt Reynolds was nice.
I don't know.
Was he?
I've heard both sides.
He's so funny with Dom DeLuise. God damn it.
I've heard he was really cool.
Him.
And I've heard he was a flaming asshole. So.
Oh, not him. You remember that from Cannonball Run? The superhero Dom DeLuise turned into?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun! Do you remember the proctologist character? They were in that for one of the Cannonball Run movies. They were in that ambulance, and as part of their disguise, they needed a doctor. So they found that old drunk proctologist to drag around. Do you remember?
Kind of. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
fucking god!
I gotta watch that again.
That guy chewed the scenery like nobody else.
Kobe Bryant net worth just
I don't know.
Net worth, it says, of
$1 million.
$25.2
million. Wow.
If he signed 170...
Maybe he's shitty with his money.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's, you know, he got a, gets it paid out.
He's got a lot of diamonds to buy.
Sure. Oh, God. Well, don't buy diamonds if you're rich and you can and all that shit. Buy something else. Poor little kids.
Well, speaking of, let's fire up the pitchforks and sharpen the torches.
Kate, get my leaf blower.
Because I've got a story.
At the end of the day, you're another day older. Dun, 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 dun.
Of one of these asshole gazillionaires.
Ooh, wee, wee.
Here in the United States of America.
Fuck you.
Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com.
Is this guy a dick?
Based out of Utah.
Oh, God. I'm a Mormon. Is he a big, wild, wacky Mormon?
I don't know. He's a big, wacky. He may be buying food from Jim Baker.
Oh, shit. Don't shit your magic underwear, stupid.
He says, wait a second. The company has another trick up its sleeve. The company is hoarding food, cash, and digital currencies in preparation for a disaster scenario that would cripple the lesser online retailers.
My God. Wait, is this a thing? Is this a real thing or is this bullshit?
I
don't understand. He's hoarding. Aren't you allowed to do that?
Well, yeah, he's a prepper. He's an economic prepper.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
He's nuts.
He said the company
yes.
maintains a 30-day supply of food, has a distribution system to pay and feed employees in case the banking and payment systems collapse.
That's nice.
If the banking and payment systems collapse, who's going on the internet to Overstock.com?
Right. And who cares about fucking money?
How are you getting it?
Right.
If the system collapses, yeah. I'm assuming FedEx ain't working.
Is nobody watching Walking Dead? It's on Netflix, dumbass.
This is ridiculous.
They don't do that.
He says, in the 1930s, there was a two-week freeze on the banking system. In 2008, we came perilously close to banks not knowing who could accept counterparty risk. I think we're living in the final days. I think we're living in the final days of the theory that the Keynesian magic money tree can deliver actual wealth and growth. He's talking about Keynesian economics. He talked to analysts before, and he said that the company is determined to make Overstock robust in the face of that fragility that includes owning some precious metals.
Okay. They're all wacko.
And our Talkeetna correspondent will be happy to hear this. And some Bitcoin.
Oh, yes. How nice. Oh, God. I
got
to get my Bitcoin
going.
This
guy's got over $10 million in gold hoarded.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Gold. Again.
Who the fuck?
I don't understand this. If the entire economic world collapses, who says we're all going to agree that gold is the standard we're going to base our transactions on? How about an apple?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? How about I think it's going to come down to resources, not some ridiculous shiny bullshit.
Who's going to help us get grain into the pyramids? You know, I agree. I think we're not going to need fucking money.
It's absolutely.
Well, we need something for money. Though we will need some currency, or it will be the pure gift economy.
He also has $4.3 million of silver. So this guy's also apparently a friend of, and so he's got to be a Mormon.
Oh, yes.
He's allegedly a friend of this guy.
We will pound you into glass.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
I don't think that's a good idea.
White people in droves.
Glenn Beck.
He's like a walking sound drop.
He's a good, yeah. And there's many more. Almost every time we play a clip of him, we find a sentence that probably could be used.
Oh, my God. Everything is liftable.
So That's that asshole Overstock.com is our preppers.
I love somehow. That.
And gold, hoarding gold and food.
It's nuts.
For the economic.
We're not going to need any gold unless you can eat it. Is there a way to eat gold?
Right. No.
Jim Baker does that too. He they talk about gold and hoarding precious metals, doesn't he? That lunatic.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Oh, God.
Glenn Beck. He always. That's one of his sponsors. Is the people where you can buy gold.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't they make their own suppository?
Suppository?
Yeah, their own gold suppository.
Yeah, I think so.
Where they're keeping all the. Remember, they said they were gonna. Didn't they pass a law?
Oh, that
they
yeah,
were gonna
man.
Make their own little Fort Knox or whatever.
We keep our gold to ourselves.
We're gonna repatriate our gold and then
repatriate.
Remember,
that's right.
Right, and the story was that they don't have none.
We ain't got none.
Like, we want our gold, Texas. They're saying we want our gold back from Fort Knox, our share of it.
You know
and it's
what I
like,
love?
Fort Knox is like, we don't have any Texas gold here.
You know what I love? I love the whole idea of like Texas slowly but surely discovering like they don't really have anything.
Right.
I mean, you know, you don't have any gold. Well,
right.
Okay, what do you have? Oh, moral indignation. There you go. Racism.
I've got. Another story here. I just don't know which one to decide on. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
Join in the convo there. Wallow around in the crab pit.
Oh, yes. the crab pit. That's how they live. A lot of people don't know that.
In pits, do they?
Yes, they live in pits in the bottom of the ocean.
Lots of memes, lots of cartoons.
Memes.
That, you know, obviously we... can't stuff a cartoon through the microphone for your eye holes. Doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah.
So go and join in the fun and in the conversations and, you know, poke a couple of trolls. They're hanging around too over at crabdiving.com.
Cha-ching.
We did talk about this yesterday, the in Texas where they fling the poo-poo at the mosque.
Oh my God. Who does that? Who has so much hatred that they're like, okay, we got to go find some shit. Where do you get that shit?
Beautiful America.
Is it dog shit? Tell me it's dog shit.
I don't think they identified the poo-poo.
That's a business. Feces, if you need
selling
it.
Selling shit to assholes?
Number one. If
can't they just make their own?
Yes, that's true. It's not a good business. We got all kinds of shit available. We'll
head up to
next.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
I got to fill up for another Muslim attack.
Chick-fil-A makes you shit.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is good. I mean, it's a horrible place, horrible politics. I will never eat there again. They can go fuck right
still
off.
Still comes out though.
No, their food it's good, you know. It's higher quality fast food. It's more like a Boston Market, you know.
Right?
But
really?
It's still, you know, ran by shitholes. I hate
more Chipotle, less McDonald's, you're saying?
Chick-fil-A is like one of the best fast food restaurants ever, and it's so fucking
shitty. No, I have to try it.
No, you don't. There's plenty of other things to eat. You don't need to eat that.
Are
it's
they
not
independently
the best...
owned and operated,
no.
Or are they all company owned?
They're all evil.
Not necessarily. There might be independently owned
Chick-fil-A
franchises.
I don't think so.
I mean, they still have to pay money up to the Cathys, right? The Cathys, isn't that name?
I have no idea.
The Jeb Bush, James Earl Jones. Do you want to talk about the clown car a little bit? Crawl into the.
Oh, I love the clown car.
It's the sad. 2016 Republican primary.
Are you still mourning Bobby?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say it's a lot roomier in there, but not really. Bobby's a tiny guy.
He's a little skinny guy. Yeah.
He's a little dandy.
When Chris Christie, when they finally roll his rotund ass out.
There's no room in there right now still. It's still miserable.
And Fuckabee.
No, yes. He's huge.
Huge.
Sitting bitch.
The Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Fuck you.
Is, I think he's going batshit. I mean, I really do. I think he's decided the only way I'm going to hover around here is to start saying crazy shit. Because he we talked about the fact that he said, well, we should only let Christians in.
You know, I was thinking about James Earl Jones, Jebediah Dickface Bush.
Sure.
Do you think he just wanders around? What does he have, an apartment or is a house? Where
he's,
does he
he's Ophi. Yeah,
just Ophish. Wandering around. Well, what the fuck, man? What the fuck happened? What the fuck? Yeah. I was supposed to be the golden boy. This is my moment. But how am I shitting the bed so hard?
I don't get the vibe that he's real bright. I mean, he's supposed to be the bright Bush, but he's the same as GW. He's just as dumb without the charm.
Yes.
Like GW, you know,
but don't you think the bill of goods on him was what he's absolutely not that. He's a slick politician. He's smart. I mean,
I read an article just about that this morning. Interesting to say that somebody was writing about how, the people are comparing the just cosmic stupidity of Ben Carson to Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush and saying, or not this, not Jebediah, GW, that they are, you know, obviously they're not as dumb as they kind of play, or there has to be a tiny little bit of intelligence there to even get to sort of that point.
Oh, yeah, man.
And they kind of play that good old boy thing because then you, or that kind of dumb thing because then you kind of expect less from them, which is exactly what you want from a president. But
I mean, because remember Saturday Night Live way back when, a long time ago, Will Ferrell played George Bush.
Great, yeah.
And you know who played Jeb? They had a sketch. It was Jeb, Laura, and George. Val Kilmer.
Oh, wow.
Val Kilmer played him, and he played him like he was just Val Kilmer.
Probably amazing.
It was bad. It was good looking Val Kilmer. You know, he's in a suit.
Oh, really?
He looked like really smart. He's like a really smart, suave guy. Then I don't know that that's exactly.
I don't get that vibe at all.
You don't get. This isn't. I mean, they were playing him like he was James fucking Bond.
And in fact, this clip even proves it more.
He's an oaf.
He said that we should accept these Syrian refugees if they're Christian. Now, outside somewhere yesterday, he was confronted by, I believe this is ABC News. I don't have the name of the reporter, but good for her, whoever she is, who just hounds the fuck out of him. But listen to his answer when being confronted about this shit, about a litmus test. I think I said on the solo shot on Monday that, you know, we don't have tattoos. We don't have barcodes on our taints.
Oh, yeah.
But they flip over and check at the border to see what your religion is.
I don't know.
Or most of us don't.
Well, do you know? I don't know what's on there. I mean, it could be a barcode.
So here's James Earl Jones being questioned about how he's going to enforce his only let the Christians through.
So what does the focus on Christian families actually look like? Is that going to...
You're a Christian. I mean, you can prove you're a Christian.
How? Did you hear that? How? Oh,
yeah, how do you prove that?
You're a Christian. You can prove you're a Christian. She's like, how? And he gives this weird look like, exactly, how?
I think you can prove it. If you can't prove it, then you err on the side of caution.
So I think you can prove it.
What the fuck?
If you can't prove it, I think you can, you know, err on the side of caution.
It's the best, man.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's so great. You're talking to people about their religion. That's all you have to say. How do you know? What proof do you have of whatever this bullshit you believe in? Right, well, you just know. Oh, okay.
In the screenshot, there's another reporter in the background. God, you know, do you remember the days when they used to carry around these recorders with the microphones and everything?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's recording him with his iPhone.
Oh, God, like, what a hack.
Everybody's waving their iPhones at him and recording what he's saying.
Dude, without Steve Jobs, none of this possible. Think about that.
But this guy, you can tell this reporter's been around the block because he's starting to laugh.
Yeah.
He's looking at Jeb and he's like, oh.
I mean,
he just spray shit the bed.
I mean, if... You ever see that YouTube video, that hippopotamus?
No, with a giant tail. Shit. Yeah,
it's at a
amazing.
It's at a zoo, and everybody gets squirted with it.
It's
hippo
amazing.
Shit. I don't know that, you know, if you get that, if you get spattered with the hippo shit, I don't know. I kind of think that's like,
I think it's a blessing.
I think you have to go home.
It means you're getting married.
Right. I think you have to go home and shower immediately. I don't think you can go on with your day.
Can't go back to work.
Not really.
Can't go have lunch in front of the hippo enclosure.
Whatever you're doing.
I have to go home. Why? Well, a hippo shit on me.
Say no more.
Wait, Craigslist again?
Oh, yeah. Hand me the last coffee table.
It's like a family like Nora's or anybody that is in ISIS-related territory that's a Christian.
But a lot of her family isn't persecuted. Christian. A lot of her family isn't Christian. So would you say that a Christian...
They're talking about a specific family that they were, you know, this... specific family of refugees where I think one is Christian, the rest of the family isn't. What do you do? Sorry. You're welcome.
You can't prove it. How do you prove it?
Your mom,
you know, it's sort of funny that he says that, but not really. We talked about it yesterday. What about those people in Africa or something where they had to prove that they were a Christian or there's some religion if they couldn't?
They had to recite. You have to recite certain
They would get killed.
Parts.
They would get shot. Is that what Jebediah wants?
Really?
How do you prove that you're Christian? Let me know. I want to know if I have to prove that I'm Christian. I don't want to get fucked up.
Some of the comment sections, you'll imagine, are real great. And talking about this, and they're like, well, you just have them eat pork. Force a big old pork sandwich into their face, a slab of bacon.
Well, invite them to the sausage party.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
But a lot of her family isn't Christian. So would you say that a Christian family should take precedent?
They should be thoroughly vetted.
Which they are. And which everybody is. So now he's saying they should be thoroughly vetted, but we still should only let the Christians in.
Right.
We should do everything we can to provide safe havens in the region. And that's exactly what I've proposed.
God, who cares?
Which is a good solution.
Yeah.
Try to make it work.
You know, Jeb, who cares what you propose? You're not going to be president. It doesn't fucking matter.
Even if he somehow manages the nomination still.
Goodbye, stupid. Nobody cares. Your fucking points, your ideas, irrelevant.
I think if he gets the nomination, that might be kissing the Republican Party goodbye, or at least the tea loonies. That might be it for them, because they didn't want Mitt Romney,
right?
And they feel that they got Mitt Romney shoved down their throats. So
they're not gonna get Jeb,
right? If they don't get, if Jeb makes it, that proves that the big money and the cronyism is all that matters,
right?
And who knows, maybe these electronic voting machines, you know, they're still talking about shenanigans in Kentucky.
It's going to be Ted Cruz, isn't it?
Oh, it might.
I mean, it's going to be a loony.
Might.
It's going to be a fucking loony running for office. And that Rance Priebus just got through fucking saying after they lost, they're like, we got to reach out to the other side. We got to go more moderate, right? Is that we need to go to the center.
Right. Specifically.
They're not doing that.
I mean, there's a number, I think it's in the 30s.
69.
And, but it's a number that, I mean, literally.
Yeah.
You can't win the presidency without this percentage of the Latino vote.
Okay.
30-something percent.
Yes.
And I saw another poll yesterday that has the overall feeling of the GOP, the overall feeling of Hispanics toward the GOP is somewhere about the same level as pediatric AIDS.
So wait. Why are they raising money? Why are they still, you know, really, why are they pumping money into this race? They're not going to fucking win. Why don't they take that money?
Who?
The funding, the GOP, and put it on some other races so they have a chance.
They're thinking they might win. Maybe they're going to find that email.
Fucking way.
They're going to find that email on Hillary.
There would have to be a picture of Hillary killing puppies.
It's an email where she's like, "Dear Bill, wasn't it funny when we killed Vince Foster? Ha ha ha, LOL."
Is that what they're looking for?
Who knows? Yeah, I think.
Good God.
I mean, they're looking for, I don't know what they're looking for.
Do you think, if Hillary's a nominee, do you think Bill could manage to keep it in his fucking pants? Hey, come on, man. Bill, it's going to be tough. Maybe they should just leave him at Orgy Island.
Well, then who cares?
Well, because, you know, moral outrage.
Who cares? Well,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Those that are morally outraged, if the first husband is off, you know, having some legal fun.
Boinking!
Legal.
Right, legal boinking.
I give zero fucks.
Not like Berlusconi was involved in illegal boinking.
That was allegedly underage.
Which is weird bunga, to me, because in Europe, I mean, can't you get married if you're 12?
I think it, yeah, well, some, yeah. Yeah, yeah, 14, like great. In Spain or something ugh. Like that, or...
Jesus, who in the right mind wants to marry a 14-year-old? I don't want to get in the car with him. Jeez.
So that was Jebediah trying to pull his big old fat foot out of his mouth.
What do you do?
Not doing well.
Imagine you're in Paris, you marry a 14-year-old. What'd you do today? Oh, we listened to Justin Bieber album. I mean, really? I mean, what do you do?
He's not well spoken.
Who?
Jeb Bush.
Oh, I think you say Justin Bieber.
Well, Bieber. Well, about the same.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an artist.
Jeb Bush, like, I'm an artist. Prove that you're a Christian. How the fuck are you supposed to do that? Recite a Bible verse?
Exactly.
My God. I'm bleeding from my palms.
I don't. It's thoroughly embarrassing.
You have to show your stigmata.
And the, I just got to.
What if you had, fucked up stigmata? Here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, stigmata is supposed to be in your hands, right?
Like on your butt cheeks? Or something?
Yeah, that would be the worst. Dude, you got stigmata on your neck. Are you kidding me?
How do you nail somebody to the cross by their ass?
Hey, if you're going, do you see how you saw those people in Spartacus that were crucified on the Appian Way? Tons.
Were they a bunch of
tons? Oh, okay. Everyone's going to be crucified just perfectly.
Well, I'm sure they'll get creative, a little bored, maybe.
I'm out of nails.
We talked about this once. This is a crab diving follow up, I guess.
Retro.
Oh wait, let me do this other follow up first.
Far crab diving follow up.
Yesterday we just saw the headline. I hadn't read the story or seen what was going on about
Zutalo.
The headline was Arkansas judge accused of coercing young men into sex.
Oh yeah. What the fuck? He's a judge.
In exchange for lighter sentences.
Oh yeah. It's called Fuck the Time Away.
Cross County, Arkansas.
Hey, y'all.
Cross.
Oh, shit.
County.
Bunch of fucking pervs.
You think it's named after the hip-hop band Criss Cross? That'd be KROS, wouldn't it?
Named after comedian David Cross.
David Cross.
Welcome to Crosstown.
Or maybe it's just really angry.
Christopher.
The
named after Christopher Cross.
Oh, Christopher.
Yeah. Is that sailing?
Yes.
Okay.
Sailing. Take me away. Man, he had like 48 songs off of that one album, right? Remember that one period, Christopher Cross? That?
Yeah, yeah. He's a big, isn't he an actor? Isn't he a big actor? He's a good actor.
Is he?
He was in the movie Blade. I believe he played Wesley Snipes, you know.
Stunt double?
No, he was a buddy movie. Blade, actually. Blade, he was Blade's buddy.
He was Blade's buddy.
Buddy to Blade, Christopher Cross. Give it up.
He'd sing to the vampires.
I don't know if that's true. He was in one of those stupid fucking movies.
So District Court Judge Joseph Beckman.
Oh yes. Is this the guy who's banging?
No,
oh my God.
All right. Has been accused of targeting, quote, young Caucasian male litigants.
I like white troublemakers.
Yeah. White bad boys.
Oh shit. This is like an erotic what's that, Dickens? It's an erotic
Oliver?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
How horrible. This guy's a perv.
They said that he would target men between the ages of 18 and 35.
What? That's quite a spread.
And would have them do, quote, community service.
Okay.
By either picking up cans, either along local roads
or
at his house.
Oh, I see.
You could do some work at the out of the ranch, boy.
Do you have to wear your orange vest when you're blowing him? Oh, man.
One complaint, according to the complaint.
Yeah.
Once there, the judge would take.
Come on.
Would take pictures of their buttocks as they bent over to pick up the cans.
Jeez. We put them on Instagram or something?
quote. This isn't the official complaint. Multiple male litigants have been photographed by Beckman during these community service type sentences.
What the fuck is this guy into?
Beckman maintained these photographs of male litigants' buttocks in his home for his own personal use.
Oh, yes. I'm filing them. You never know. Listen, if anybody needs a picture of that guy's ass, I got it.
One man said that the judge actually paid him to allow himself to be photographed in the nude.
Oh. Well, maybe he's an artist. He's an art guy. Lighting.
And the judge also paid this guy to remove pornographic images from the guy's computer. Like, he didn't know how to delete and scrub the computer, so he paid some guy to scrub his computer. Who knows what's going on?
Scrub this.
One complaint said on information and belief that they think they had he had pictures of underage
porn. This guy's a fucking judge.
He
doesn't know how to clear his browser history. Jesus Christ, dipshit.
Well, and you said earlier, you said yesterday, go to crabdiving.com.
Yes.
iTunes or Stitcher, leave a good review, you know, hey.
Give us lots of stars.
That somebody else has to be involved, right? I mean, you can't just... it says the judge is also accused of giving money to lawyers and law enforcement officials who appeared before him, as well as to the court itself, for litigants who carried out these substitutionary sentences.
Oh, my God. That's the
word. So he was just paying people off to shut up.
Have you heard of...
I'm going to take this one home and do some yard work for me. Here's 20.
I was about to say, how dare you do that southern accent, but he is from
Arkansas.
Substitutionary? Is that what they call it?
Substitutionary sentence.
Boy, are you familiar with our substitutionary program? oh, shit. Buford. What was his name? What was Jackie Gleason's name?
Buford Pusser. No, Buford Justice.
Buford T. Justice.
Buford Pusser was the...
Who's Buford?
He's the walking tall guy.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Buford Pusser.
Strap in, kids. It was a movie and a television series then.
What?
I'm talking 70s, early 70s. It was about a real-life sheriff who, instead of carrying a gun, used to walk around with a 2x4.
Sheriff Lobo?
I don't know who that is.
Bullshit.
I don't know who Sheriff Lobo is.
Bullshit!
I don't fucking know who Sheriff Lobo is. No.
Sheriff Lobo was, I believe, it was another cop character in the 70s.
Right.
Sheriff Lobo was the name of the fucking show. It was on, it was a huge staple of the... I can't believe you didn't. There's no way you don't know Sheriff Lobo.
That's, I don't recognize ridiculous. That at all.
She's a sheriff. Do you know that one?
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
That was
a spinoff.
What's her face?
Sandy Duncan.
No, it wasn't.
It was the Thigh Master lady.
Oh, Suzanne Somers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
she's
it?
The sheriff.
Oh, my God. The Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo.
Is that what it was called? The Misadventures? Yeah. Let me see.
1979 to 1981. That's Sheriff Lobo.
Yeah.
The guy that played Sheriff Lobo.
I watched that show. We used to watch it as a family. Sheriff Lobo, man.
Claude Akins was the star.
Clay Aiken?
Claude. His father. No, he's not. I don't know that he's related. Aiken. Damn. Buford Pusser was sheriff of McNary County, Tennessee from 64 to 70. He's known for his virtual one-man war on moonshine and prostitution, gambling, and other vices along the Mississippi-Tennessee state line.
How about the vices of nobody getting paid shit? How about that vice?
I think the movie made it, you know, they obviously Hollywoodized it, and they turned it into him walking around with this, he used to smash stills and shit with his 2x4.
Oh yeah. Well, wait, was this the Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson? Didn't he play, was he in a remake of Walking Tall with fucking the guy from Jackass? Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville is a good actor, actually.
Listen,
2004. Fuck yeah, you're right.
Okay, I watched this movie on mute while I was terrified in the fucking plane. It was all this turbulence. And then to watch that fucking Walking Tall movie. I didn't even want to look at this. I just stared at it.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I don't want a parachute.
The Rock carrying a big 2x4.
Wow. So stupid. That's the, it looked, it, I, without having heard it, it looked like the stupidest fucking thing ever put on celluloid.
A remake of the 1973 film of the same name.
Who needs to make? Oh, guys, let's remake the movie with a cop that walks around with a board. I love that. That was great. Remember
beats
that?
The shit out of people with his 2x4.
Here's the story: guy walks around with a board, hits people with it. Bam. Go.
Millions. So this judge has 30 days to respond to these allegations, and the commission said that if he doesn't step down,
yes,
that they may appeal to the Arkansas Supreme Court to yank his old white, I'm sure, very Christian ass.
Oh, yes.
I'm just taking pictures. He would take pictures of their asses as they're working in the yard.
You know, what is it? People get into something turns it on, and all of a sudden they have to have all these ancillary hobbies that surround it. Like,
since
why are you
2009.
What are you, bugging?
He's got 7 years of pictures almost.
The guy's like the, oh, God damn it. Who's the person that took all the fucking pictures of the gorillas? He's like the Jane Goodall of pervs. God, I just don't. Yeah, what a weirdo. So is the party over? Is the substitutionary sentences? Is that
so
a thing of the past? God, he must be bummed.
You know, if all that's involved is letting him take pictures of my clothed ass, I'll take a substitutionary sentence. Fuck it. I'll go rake your yard and bend over. I don't give a shit.
That's so funny.
I'm a few days in jail?
That vile experience, I'm going to need you to rake the yard without your pants on. Fine. You can leave your jacket and shirt on just at your pants. It's a weird look.
They were clothed, I think. I think he only paid one guy to go nude.
Jeez, what was up with this one guy? What did he have? What did he have that I didn't have? I was never asked to go nude.
He must have had a great ass.
Oh, yeah.
He felt compelled to go to the next level.
That white troublemaker has the best booty.
I must see that unsheathed.
Ever laid eyes on. What a wacko. What a wacko, man.
Amazing.
Substitutionary. Are you familiar with our substitutionary program?
He's making decisions about massively impact people's lives.
Massive. And it's racist, right? Because he said he was only into white dudes.
Right. He didn't want any of the black ones swinging their poo-poos around.
I mean, I guess in this case, the racism actually helped someone. Because
this is a benefit.
Maybe.
You
know, maybe.
Again, if you're, you know, what's your level of discomfort? Some old white guy taking a picture of your ass while you're, you know, shuffling his yard.
Welcome to the substitutionary program of Sheriff whatever. God, what happens to these?
Judge Joseph Beckman.
These young white Aryan boys will be dropped off in a van at your house tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. They will be shackled. Please get their pants off
immediately.
Well
oiled, yeah.
Yeah, I need to. Do you follow him on Instagram? Asses of young white criminals.
Asses of Arkansas.
Asses of Arkansas.
Bad boy butts.
Oh, yeah. Bang. What a wacko. That's got to be the craziest thing. How did he get busted? Did it say? Because
somebody probably had to finally rat on him, right?
How did someone find out this is going on? They're like, oh, my God, you are never going to fucking believe what is happening. Right. My boss. He has all these kids over who commit crimes, and he takes pictures of them naked. What do we do?
They're not naked.
Okay.
Though it was and they're adults.
They're artsy.
Now, he did have, they're alleging that there was all pictures of underage males on his computer, I think, is one of the things.
Well, that's bad, but why?
Fucking heinous.
Why can't you have a couple of prisoners over for dinner and take pictures of
them?
Well,
then I'm finding, well, I mean, it's it's misuse of your position. No pun intended.
We will now scissor.
Doggy. And but really, when you think about it, you probably, if you got arrested in this county.
Yes.
In Cross County.
Hey.
You'd probably, as if you're, you know, a decent looking younger white dude.
Fuck you.
You want judge.
Oh, yes.
Photograph your butt. Because then it's like, well, you can go to jail and have somebody do things to your butt.
Yeah.
Live.
Meanwhile, you're just in some weird photography project.
Right. Or, who knows? You know, God. You're
wacko.
You're on his fucking Christmas card montage.
Oh man, did his family know, or did he have? Was he married? Was his wife ever like? Oh, what? Oh, what are all these
interesting questions?
What are all these young pantless criminals doing at my house? Working, and some of them aren't working. Actually, they're just bent over. And why is my husband taking pictures of them? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, where's my Xanax?
I'm keeping an eye on those boys. You know they are.
He kept his.
They
wife.
Are criminals, honey.
He kept his wife drugged.
You think so? Well, she was out of church.
All these rich white people with their pharmaceuticals, please.
Right, the legal drugs. Nobody's going after Xanax pushers. Now I'm trying to see if this judge, if they have, if he's marriaged. We'll do some.
Watch this space.
One has to wonder how he got to be a judge in Arkansas without the seemingly requisite wife, family, church affiliation.
So, oh, I see.
So he's...
Well, listen, I mean, if this is your lifestyle, you really don't have time for a family. You're busy with these pantless criminals.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
There's a lot of hot miscreants running around, apparently, in
oh my God.
Across Arkansas.
Oh, this guy read that Dickens at Oliver. He's like, God, I would have done the same exact thing as this evil bad guy, except...
Right. So there you go, ladies and germs. I've got...
Follow him on Flickr, by the way.
Chatterbait, I'm sure. He's fine.
You got a great Tumblr account. It's crazy.
We did the Jeb Bush story.
Right? Oh, yes.
Another follow-up, I guess. Well, this
crab diving follow-up.
Not that exciting. This is the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been battling this. This is a.
Have they taken out Starbucks yet?
They have died. I think Starbucks died down.
Starbucks is still standing.
Todd Starnes wouldn't go for it, he might have helped defuse.
Meet me at the barricades.
The panty nodding.
All right.
The Unicoi. Unicoi County?
Unicoi. Where is this? Where the fuck is this?
Unicoi County, Tennessee.
Fuck you, boy. Unicoi.
Unicoi. UNICOI.
Okay. It's not Unicoi. Do you not know how to pronounce things in the South?
No.
Okay. You look
it's
at that.
It's a Cherokee word, by the way.
It doesn't matter. You go, you look
Which at means the, white.
Yeah.
it's a Cherokee word meaning white, hazy, fog-like, or fog-draped. That's too on the nose.
Oh, God. Do you think the American Indians were like, well, I don't know. These Unicoi just taking over the whole area. Let's call it Unicoi.
Don't mind us. We're going to kick your red asses out of here, but to honor you, we'll name the county after us.
I'm going to name the county after my race. Unicoi. Any word that has...
Man.
It's just say it like you would say it if you never went to school. That's how cities are pronounced in the South. Versailles.
Oh,
how do you think?
Yeah.
Versailles. It's not Versailles. It's Versailles.
Right.
Villarica.
Well, Illinois.
Villarica.
Des Plaines.
Des Plaines.
Right? In Illinois.
And it's Des Plaines. Des Plaines.
Des Plaines or whatever.
Yeah, whatever that guy said. Tattoo.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to the Board of Education of Unicoi County. Trying to say.
Unicoi!
Because they in their board room, they have the American flag.
Right.
Apparently, they also have the state flag of Tennessee.
Right.
And they have the Christian flag.
Hell yeah, we got it. What is that? What is the Christian
flag? That's that ridiculous Christian flag. I don't know. Some asshole invented it in, like, in the 1800s.
Do they have
and
the game?
Some of these jerk-offs have adopted it as like a real flag.
Creepy. Creepy. Do they have the gay pride flag?
Surprisingly, no.
Why not? There's gay people in Tennessee.
Unicoi County Board of Education.
Unicoi.
This is a board of education.
This is terrifying.
This is people making decisions about the education.
What do you want? We got a judge in Arkansas who's like, instead of, you know, putting you on the rock game, you can come over and bend over. I'm going to take pictures of you with my... What did he have? Was it his iPhone? Did he use his iPhone? Or was it... Doesn't matter. What a creep.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent them a letter.
Yeah.
They said courts have continually held school districts may not display religious messages or iconography in public schools. A majority of federal courts have held displays of Latin crosses on public property. It's a Latin cross on the flag and it's white to be an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. WJHL in Tennessee. Spoke with
Unicoi.
Do we have audio? No, sadly. Spoke with Unicoi County Board of Education Chairman Tyler Engel.
Hey, man. What in the fuck?
I was alerted to the letter.
Right.
Obviously, the entire board was. It was addressed to the board in care of the superintendent, and the reaction was the normal reaction.
What in the fuck?
The reaction was the normal
reaction.
It's
a normal reaction.
Yeah, you know they lost their shit. Of course we wanted to follow our protocol and procedure to follow a request from an organization.
Oh, my God.
Listen to him trying to say, like, well, we're going to follow procedure. You know, I wipe my asshole with it.
Hell yeah. He said normal. That's like when Archie Bunker is like, was he a black guy or was he regular?
Right. He says, I'm unsure as to how long that flag's been displayed here. You know, it's not something that's intentionally brought out at every meeting. It's here in the room, even when the board doesn't meet.
Okay, well, so what? Who gives a fuck?
Well, it shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Who cares when it's in there? Just take it down. What's his point?
He said, our attorneys are carefully reviewing the constitutional precedent. And the constitutional law. Instead of saying, you know what, you guys are right, we'll take the flag out.
Yeah, fuck it, stupid.
Our attorneys carefully reviewing the constitutional precedent and the constitutional law as well as the case law that's cited in the letter. I think the Freedom From Religion Foundation attorneys, they're all attorneys.
Fuck you.
I think they have a pretty good handle on the law that they specifically target.
Oh, you think? Of course.
Well, they cited these cases. We're going to look that shit up.
Right.
I'm Googling it right now.
They're attorneys. They sound. They're attorneys. Who?
Oh,
what
you know
attorneys?
Those, you know, those Liberty consuls are going to go in there. Liberty Council or whatever. They're going to sneak in.
And it's not, you know, what's fucked up. It's not like they're actually looking for the truth. They're not trying to get down to what they actually should do. They're looking for a loophole they can exploit. That's all.
Oh, and listen to this. They're carefully reviewing the constitutional suppression. The board is not planning to take immediate action.
Oh, wow. Shocker. Are you surprised? We're shocked here at Crab Diving. The white fucking board in this, where's it called? Unicoi?
Unicoi County.
Unicoi. We don't mind no Christian flag being up our school board. Fuck you.
Tennessee.
Eat my dick.
He said that at this point, there's no timeline on when the issue will be resolved, Ryan.
You know what, man? Obama.
Because their number one priority
is
to get back to focusing on education.
I tell you what.
Unicoi County.
Where is this story? Where'd you find this? Is that Right Wing Watch or something?
I think Friendly Atheist.
Oh, okay.
But then I followed the link to the original story over at News Channel 11.
Oh, shit.
WJHL, Tennessee.
Fuck you. if I'm Obama, I am, you know what I'm doing? I'm bookmarking Right Wing Watch and the Friendly Atheist, whatever. I'm going through these stories and I'm like, well, wait a second. I'm just going to send the National Guard in to take that fucking Christian flag out and they can all eat my ass. I'm going through every fucking story.
I would love to hear that, but yeah. I think there might be some backlash for the president. They can all just eat my ass.
Yeah. It would be, if you were the attorney general, it'd be tough because it'd be like, hey, come in here for a second. I just looked at Right Wing Watch. I need you to go to, where is this fucking Tennessee? I don't give a shit. Fly down there and take that flag. Take it down. And all these 10 commandments. If these 10 commandments aren't out of every courthouse by Friday, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
The comment section.
Oh, yes.
At WHJHL is surprisingly sane.
Yes.
In fact, apparently a member of the Freedom from Religion Foundation has the top comment saying, you people in Unicoi obviously don't appreciate our involvement, the Freedom from Religion Foundation. We do not appreciate you people in Unicoi thinking that your majority opinion or belief entitles you to ignore constitutional law and Supreme Court rulings.
Who the fuck do they think they are?
But there is a simple way to deal with these issues.
Simple.
Begin all caps. Stop breaking the law!
Yeah!
End all caps.
Take your stupid Christian flag and shove it up your fucking ass.
He says, put that Christian flag on, or she, I think.
Yes.
I can't tell from the picture. To put the Christian flag on Christian property where it belongs, like a church lawn.
Right, there you go. There you go, buddy. That's a great idea. Get it the fuck out of there. Put it in your closet. Who cares? And the thing about it is,
see, they got atheists. They got atheists, man, because right. these comments, this one guy says, Justin says, thank you for representing me. Obviously, my local government school board is choosing not to.
Right. They're assholes.
This next one. I'm a resident of the county. These commissioners are acting unlawfully.
Fuck you.
As outlaws, they need to be removed from further activity.
Yeah, we'll remove them. Send the vans, buddy.
This person says, I wonder, when they pledge allegiance to the flag, which one is in their hearts?
Oh,
if
yeah.
it's the Christian flag, I pity the Jewish, Muslim, and atheist students who are being denigrated to second-class citizens.
Yeah.
Really? How do you think the kids are being treated?
It is nuts. If I honestly, if I was president, executive order, no more of this fucking pledge allegiance bullshit. It's weird, right? Under God? What kind of weird shit is that? Mm. Fuck that.
It's just, this guy is a sympathizer. The Christian flag is just a flag, so it being displayed is constitutional based on the Bill of Rights. But it represents a...
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly against, is it against the law? Or it's against the law. You can't do that. Okay, then if that's the case, then do we not have to have flags from every fucking faith and belief?
Well, the next commenter asked that guy, would you be opposed to a Satanist flag in the school board meeting? And the guy answers yes.
Yeah, okay. Well,
they're not even pretending anymore to want to be inclusive. Now they're outright saying, fuck it. No Satanists allowed. No Muslims allowed. This is a Christian nation. We're going to have a Christian flag, and we're going to stick that cross sideways in every hole you got.
God damn it!
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's clearly bullshit. Okay, listen. I worship at the church of Alyssa fucking Milano. I like Alyssa Milano. She's my goddess, my god, whatever, my deity. I want a big fucking picture of Alyssa Milano on a flag at the fucking courthouse. Why not?
Why not? We'll keep, you know, a lot of times now
watch
they're reviewing.
Yeah.
But frequently, what's been happening is these assholes, these lawyers are coming back and saying, we're going to lose. We're going to lose.
So this is a big...
And then we're going to have to pay the Freedom from Religion Foundation's legal fees.
So that's
kind of... filing fees.
Wow. So, okay. So,
I mean, the taxpayers will have to pay.
My stupid brain thinks that. And they're like, oh, okay. So now we're in this cycle where all these people are breaking the law. And the freedom of religion people are just making shit tons of money.
I don't know. They're just covering fees. They're not suing for damages.
I don't think. No, no. I mean,
I think
the
they're
fees.
Suing for action and to cover their fees.
That's great. I mean, they're going to take all their money. These assholes. Well, wait, we are these assholes. There's nothing good about this.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing good about this.
Speaking of assholes.
Oh, yes.
It's been a wee bit of time since we've heard from this
The United Gay States of America, America's new transvestite army. Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes, Rick.
Rick Wiles.
No, gay god doesn't save shit. He doesn't give a fuck about you.
True News, right? Or something like that is his broadcast, his end times broadcast.
Gay god don't give a fuck.
You know, they're all a Twitter and all thrilled and their crotches are vibrating.
Oh, yes.
Because of this horrible attack.
Oh, yeah.
They've got bad, evil people to point to. Jihadis.
That's
and
why,
of course, the Muslim in the White House.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, who was born in Kenya?
Right.
There's a fold in his birth certificate.
Yeah, he's just ripped the butt cheeks of the country apart and greased up the hole for Mohammed to enter.
Right. And so far, he's droning the fuck out of a bunch of Muslims, right?
Right.
I mean, he's bombing the fuck out of the Middle East.
How dare you?
If he's a sympathizer, he's the worst kind of ISIS sympathizer ever, right?
He's not a great Muslim.
No, he's horrible.
So here is talking about, you know, all these Christians should be. Isn't there a whole bunch of shit in that Bible, that goat herder's handbook, that says something about helping people?
Hold on one second.
Welcoming travelers, welcoming people into your home, welcoming.
Hold on, let me look.
Yeah. Try to find a Bible within 50 feet of this room.
Hey, nothing. I got the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
You've got
over here.
American Christian Bible, obviously.
Look you.
Where it says nothing about being all nice. Right.
I've got this Bible that said the pyramids were full of grain.
Right.
Wait! The show's done soon. We haven't had one fucking story about Ben Carson. Is he no more? Is he out of the news? I don't mean to. It just crossed my mind.
I think maybe he's napping.
Somebody wake him up. He's too fun.
Here is Rick Wiles and his wisdom about what's going on with the Syrian refugee crisis. And, you know, as a good Christian, I would expect Rick Wiles wants us to just fling open the doors to the country.
Right.
And say, pour him a glass of whatever and welcome our new brethren.
Party.
However,
Avi Lipkin was on this program in early 2011, just as the Arab Spring had started. And he told me that his wife works for an agency in Israel that monitors Arab news outlets. And he told me that what she was picking up in the Arab news outlets, and since 2011, is that Barack Obama was going to lead an Islamic invasion.
Okay. We're picking it up in Israel.
Right.
That Barack Obama is going to lead an Islamic invasion of America.
So what's wild is no one else is talking about this. The only person talking about this is Rick Wiles on the internet.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Seems like America, that might be news.
That he was going, that there was going to be chaos in the Middle East, and it would be the cover to migrate millions of Muslims into the West.
God, this is okay. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's the Syrian refugees.
Brilliant. Millions. Meanwhile,
what a great.
Didn't they say the highest number I've heard remotely floated is like 80,000, and people are screaming about that. Now we're saying like 10,000. We're only going to have like 10,000 fucking people that we let into this
Germany,
country.
800,000, right?
And plus, they might have more.
We're disgusting.
He was on this program in 2011 and said those words.
Wow.
And a lot of people could not believe that that was true.
They couldn't even.
Well, yeah, because it's fucking batshit crazy. Jeez.
Listen to these white guys act all surprised and fucking wow, interesting.
So yes. Now they have their confirmation. Now there's shit going on in Europe.
Wow.
And, well, obviously he was right.
Totally.
Imagine it at that time.
Couldn't imagine it. But that was such a wild conspiracy theory. But I'm telling you, this is what's going on. This mass migration is not an accident. It's not the fruit of bad policy. It is
the fruit of bad policy. It sounds like someone is about to mix some fucking metaphors.
fruit of deliberate policy.
I agree. Yes.
This is a man who is deliberately hitting beehives.
What?
Going from tree to tree, hitting a beehive with a baseball bat. He knows what he's doing. And this is to create total confusion in the West.
They think that Barack Obama is running around Europe and the Mideast just firing things up so that there can be an eventual Muslim takeover of the United States of America.
You didn't listen to what he said. He said Barack Obama was going from tree to tree with a baseball bat, hitting beehives,
right,
causing mass confusion. Why would that cause? These people are fucked up.
I'm talking about Barack Obama. This man is Jihad Barry. He is a jihadist. I personally believe it.
What?
I believe history.
He's a jihadist.
Like Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barry. Jihad Barry.
Oh, okay. I got it. Did they throw that around? Is that a term?
He went by Barry for a brief time, right?
Jihad Barry.
Barry Satoro or whatever. Stepson, stepfather's name.
He was known in college as Jihad Barry.
He's a jihadist.
He will prove me to be right. I'm going to be criticized, mocked now.
Yes.
But history will prove me to be correct. He is a jihadist.
You're right about that part.
You are being mocked now.
Soundly marked, yeah.
Bend over, stupid. What an idiot.
How?
It's so embarrassing.
And there are and with all the really important shit that needs to be going on, there's assholes like this that are running around saying that the president is creating a Muslim revolution.
Are you
in America
embarrassed that you voted for Barry Jihad Barry?
I'm okay with that.
My name is Barry Jihad. These guys are nuts.
Batshit.
They're so serious. You hear their voice? I predicted it. Wow. Yeah, right. Yes.
Like Glenn Beck. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You know what it is? Are they in the studio and they have the cans on their head and their voice sounds so rich when they talk like this? Is that what's going on? I think these guys are in love with their gold velvet white.
Well, and
voice.
They also have to hypnotize all the morons out there with their voices.
I love Rick Wilde.
Ben Stein.
Perfect.
Of Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Wins Ben Stein's money.
God, this
also
guy turned out to be a real dick.
Yeah, he was a politician. He was in some Republican. Was he in?
He was Deep Throat.
Reagan's administration or Nixon's administration or I don't know.
Did it not come out that he was Deep Throat?
No,
he was the source.
He was being interviewed. This is how sad Ben Stein's become. He's on Newsmax TV.
Oh God, why? Why does he want to be? Go act, dick fuck.
Right,
that's a better gig,
and. He was a speechwriter for presidents Nixon and Ford.
Jesus.
An economist. He's a lawyer.
Fucking Christ.
Film
dude.
Actor and author. Right wing, batshit lunatic.
How old is he?
60s, probably. 70s.
Imagine I was a speechwriter for Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Nixon.
Way back.
Known as two amazing orators.
Was Ford? I don't remember. Was he a good speaker?
He was okay. I think he was more likable than Nixon.
Why, when did on the old Saturday Night Live, Chevy Chase would play Ford? And why would he?
Because he fell.
Oh, okay. Is that why he was always falling down?
Yeah, there were a couple times where Ford like fell down the stairs of Air Force One or slipped and fell somewhere else. So he kind of got pegged as the klutzy president,
right?
Here's Ben Stein talking to that moron, Steve Malzberg, on Newsmax TV.
Hey.
You just got to hear this.
Mr. Obama has been wrong from day one about ISIS. He called them the JV team. He said that they weren't really serious or important. He has not in any sense addressed their threat. And he's a bad joke. As the leader of the most important nation in the world, he's a bad joke.
He's a bad joke.
As opposed to a good one.
Yeah.
Listen, this guy's a fucking dick. These Republicans have a lot of fucking nerve bitching about how Obama is handling ISIS. Because Obama wouldn't have to be handling ISIS right now if maybe we weren't lied into that fucking Iraqi war.
Right.
Right.
And what do they want to do? If he ended up putting boots on the ground, as that stupid phrase everybody uses, they'd be losing their shit.
Yeah, they'd lose their mind.
He's not leading good enough.
I wasn't lying either.
He is a bad joke. What's worse, Rush Limbaugh kicked off his show today by saying that Obama is a danger to the safety of this nation.
Oh, he's a very real danger. I'm very interested in psychology. I'm very interested in psychoanalysis. I guess I probably should have been a psychologist or a psychoanalyst. But I think the question is, why is he so angry at America? I mean, why? I don't think there's much question that he does not wish America well.
There's no question that the president of the United States does not wish America well.
Duh. Everybody knows that.
Just because you disagree. Even as much as I loathe the air that is being used by Dick Cheney.
Yes.
And decry the fact that evil skeksis of cuntitude is still crawling around this earth.
Ah, yeah.
I don't necessarily think he hated America.
No.
I think.
But was America even in the fucking equation? I mean, he didn't hate America. Too. I mean, yeah. He was way into all the money he was making, right, off these military contractors and all that bullshit.
But my point is, I don't think any of these guys ever hated America, even though I think their policies, all the assholes on the GOP side running for president, I don't think they hate America.
No.
I think they would destroy America utterly if they're elected.
America. They're not like Obama. They don't hate America.
So this is just racism. And listen to why.
I don't think there's much question that he does not wish America well. He has a real strong hatred of America. Now, is it because he's part black? I don't know.
What?
Is it because he felt his father was mistreated by the British in Kenya? I don't know.
Is it because he's part black
What's going on?
He hates America?
Do you hear that in the background?
It's a dog or something. Is it because he's part black?
I thought it might have been his people in the back. Like, Ben, don't say that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
God, that's nuts. I think it is. I think it's because he's part black. That's a good point.
Because obviously, you know, all blacks hate America.
Is Ben Stein just saying that to pander to the idiots? Or does he believe that?
I think he's got to believe it, right? He's probably writing books and shit. But
well, you know, his parents were mistreated by the British when they... Was he saying
his father in Kenya was mistreated by the British?
That's the worst. How does that story go? What exactly happened?
I don't know the exact, but I guess his father apparently was. It sounds like he was arrested by the British or something. Maybe when they
in
were
Kenya when
in
he
Kenya
was building the hut. It's ridiculous.
He mentioned really quickly. We got one more quick story here. Changing gears. He mentioned Rush Limbaugh, so that's a big crabby fuck you to Ben Stein, by the way. Rush Limbaugh is here's Rush Limbaugh outraged, simply outraged over a favorite and classic toy over their Christmas special.
Has introduced a boy in the Barbie commercials.
Mattel. Right.
Mattel has introduced a boy in the Barbie commercials. I am not kidding. Boys apparently like Barbie dolls, and so Mattel is using boys in Barbie doll commercials on TV now. No. Barbie, don't give me this G.I. Joe stuff. Boys, and by the way, well, I'll save this tomorrow. There's not enough time to really do justice and delve into what they're really doing here with this.
He doesn't have enough time for outrage over the fact that there's a boy playing with a Barbie in the commercial with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, did he see the story about the judge in Arkansas who was like having the boys come over and, you know, work off their jail time by being...
Well, it's not necessarily transgender, but could be gay.
Good God. You listen to that.
Well, women love gay guys. They're certainly no threat. They're fashion conscious. I mean, they fit the bill. They don't want sex. I mean, it's nirvana.
Oh, they don't want sex with you fat fuck. They don't want sex with you. Listen to this.
This is insane.
Out of his fucking mind.
God. Did you hear how he said they may be gay? The way he said gay.
Oh, they could be gay.
Yeah, he got an odd bit of vocal fry.
Women love gay guys. They're certainly no threat. They're fashion Barbie conscious. Dolls. I mean, they fit the bill. They don't want sex, I mean.
Yeah.
Because obviously women don't want sex.
No.
Men are the only ones that want sex.
Right.
I mean, so ridiculous. Rush Limbaugh.
You're a dick.
Throwing some outrage. Oh, that's it.
Okay.
The bloviating blowhard of Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody throw him a Xanax.
We got to go. We're running late. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to us on this hump day edition of Crab Diving Live. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget crabdiving.com, brand new tonight. A daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. Pacific, streaming for your ear holes, all kinds of sports stuff.
Yes.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
We're back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Don't let your boys play with Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.